This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. If you don't have a place to have your fantasy football draft, Chickie's is a perfect place to do it. That's where ours is. Book your fantasy football draft party at Chickie's and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. We will get to whether I keep the belt in moments. We do have the crowd filling up here. As a big concert tonight over at Citizens Bank Park, My Chemical Romance.
Yep, MCR as we call it.
My Chemical Romance. And Alice Cooper opening up for My Chemical Romance.
Kiss, right?
No, just Alice Cooper.
Okay, awesome. Yep. You sure?
No, he's saying that's where Alice Cooper's from.
He is not.
He's not in Kiss.
No, they both had face paint. Alice Cooper.
I would have thought the same thing, too, actually.
Oh, no. Alice Cooper not in Kiss. Alice
really?
Cooper is just solo.
So who is that leader?
Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons.
School's Peter, out Chris, for, Ace Frehley.
Who's School's Out for Summer?
That is Alice Cooper.
Okay.
Kiss is Rock and Roll All Night.
All right.
Wanna rock and roll. Yeah.
Now, seems a little close.
Now, Kiss, not at Citizens Bank Park tonight. My Chemical Romance and Alice Cooper. By the way, this is like the most sold out. I was like, this morning, I like My Chemical Romance. I was like, well, I'll look on with secondary market. I was like, I bet I could get a solo ticket for $60.
Nah.
$200 to get into Citizens Bank Park tonight to see My Chemical Romance.
I feel like that's what they all are now. Like, how much was Metallica?
Yeah, but resale, you could get Metallica day of pretty, like, you could get in the building for $70.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, what they do, but normally what happens is the prices are high, and then right before, as all the people that bought tickets to sell them get desperate, you could get it. But this is a pretty sold out one here tonight. So
definitely not seeing as many Phillies jerseys. I feel like I am noticing.
I don't see one Phillies jersey.
A lot of black t-shirts.
A lot of black t-shirts.
A lot of makeup. A lot of like, purple hair.
Yeah. Spike types.
Spike types. Well, they are. You know, they are. It's my people. The emos. I'm the older version of the emos, but we're out there.
I think my son is into this.
Yeah, I think your son would. This would be sort of down his alley.
Yeah. Switched on me, man.
Yeah.
He did, man. He switched on me without any type of warning, too. It was like, I don't listen to that anymore. Like, what?
I remember seeing him, and I was like, you know what? Kind of looks as much like me as he does.
Kind of
like,
recognize.
Yeah. I was like, seems like we might shop in the same places.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
So we have talked about it over and over and over again, how many times Saquon Barkley touched the ball last year. Yeah. About 500 times, if you include the playoffs as well. Now, Elliott has said over and over again how great he has looked in practice. And it's not just been Elliott. It's been all the writers.
Two times I've been out there.
He's looked great.
And they're using him a lot.
Yeah, and they're using him a lot, which seems like a weird choice. But
you know you can run the football.
Yep. So he was asked how his body feels after all of those touches last year so far through camp.
No, you don't feel the impact of last year. I think you just feel camp. That's kind of how camp's supposed to be. You get your bumps and your bruises. You got to work through some things. It's supposed to be hard. Football's supposed to be hard. It helps get your body in condition for the season, kind of callus your body up. But I feel really good. And, you know, for me, it's just all about sticking to the plan that my team and the team here built and just following it.
I'm glad he feels good. Yeah. I don't know if all of the other players who have touched the ball that many times in camp didn't feel good.
Right.
You know, I think it's more about what your body goes through that you're just tissue and bones and all that kind of stuff, and your body can only take so much. I hope he feels good. I hope he doesn't have to carry the same load that he carried last year, because I would doubt that that's possible.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
he's a human.
Yeah.
It makes you nervous, which is why, you know, some of the things that I would say the only reason that I'm a little nervous, given how the passing game has seemed to look in camp, is I don't think we can do this again with Saquon. And like, if they get into the season and they're like, we really can't pass it as much as we want to. And again, I don't want to hear the 35 times a game people. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about 28, you know, a normal passing amount. I worry that as good as he feels, you could get a nagging injury this year that maybe we got very lucky last year with the load that he carried that he didn't. So I'm glad he feels good. I'm glad he looks good. He is, you know, 28 years old. He's not 22. So, you know, just fingers crossed that he does not have to carry the same load that he carried last year.
And I've said this selfishly. I want him to play 3 more years.
Yeah.
I want him to be effective at least 3 more seasons. And if you have to rely on him like we had to after the bye week last year, you are rolling the dice. And I know he's a phenomenal athlete. And I know he feels in great shape right now. But the more times you send him, meaning give him the ball, the more opportunities there is for something wrong to happen. We were fortunate last year. So we can get, sometimes we as fans also can have this sense of invincibility when it comes to Saquon, because you're like, oh, dude, give him the ball. He's the best running back in football. He's fine. He says he's good. Give him the ball 30 times a game. I don't know how good of an idea is that. And so to what you were saying, which we've all been hinting at this show at least this offseason, about the passing game needing to be better so it lessens his load. Okay, so now I'm starting to think, what if the passing game isn't where we hope it is? For me, it still doesn't say give Saquon the ball 30 times a game. It may say run the ball 30 plus times a game. But now A.J. Dillon and Will Shipley has to get some of those carries.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that
so I still don't want to overwork Saquon, even if the passing game isn't working.
Well, even when it was going well last year, we had conversations about mixing in a Kenny Gainwell drive and there.
Yeah.
And, I think to a certain extent, Saquon was a victim of how good he was last year. Mm-hmm. There's such a huge difference. This is what I would tell you to think about in terms of what condition you're in and how fragile that can be. Who's in better condition than A.J. Brown? Nobody, right? Nobody's in better condition than A.J. Brown.
Yep.
A.J. Brown misses games every year. A.J. Brown has had a hamstring the whole time during camp. It really only takes...
Didn't he miss 4 games because of it last year?
I think so, yeah.
Played the first game and then missed four.
And then had to get his knee drained all postseason.
Yeah, remember, the end of the year we were hoping. So, and there is a guy who takes great care of himself,
in great
condition. It really only takes one nagging thing to get you the whole year. And A.J. Brown, by the way, does not... as I'm sure he is aware, doesn't have the same workload as Saquon Barkley.
I think that's what you're going.
Well, you know.
Not even a third of it.
Yeah, he's running around a lot.
Yeah, he's running a lot.
Yeah.
He's blocking, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
he is.
My one fear is, are they trusting Saquon too much? Saquon says he feels good, and they're like, all right, great. Like, you're there. It's almost like you've got to take it away from him.
Well, it's one of the things where I wish... The only thing that I would say that Chip Kelly was forward on was, like, he was way ahead of the game on tracking players' bodies.
Yep.
And because the whole goal is to ease off before you feel it.
Right.
You know, so you don't feel it, to ease off when your body is showing signs that your brain might not, you know, catch yet.
I will tell you, though, listening to that clip, he's like, hell,
give me the ball.
Football's got supposed to be hard.
Oh. Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to callus your body up. Get it hard.
Yeah, ah. Nice. Did you
clip that
put
pause.
Him in a discreet package?
Yeah, exactly right.
Yep.
Do you think Elliot, when he said that, was like, I still don't think so.
Yeah.
I disagree, Saquon. You need to rest a little bit.
Let's find out if I get to keep the belt.
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain. The WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
Fight for your life. Oh, the belt is awarded 4:30 on Fridays by the WIP Afternoon Show to the WIP employee that brought it the most that week.
Yes.
Now, remember, you have to bring it enough to take it away from the person who has it.
Right.
I have had the belt for a week. It was one of the best moments ever because I didn't think I was getting the belt. But Ike said, no, you get the belt. It was because of two straight days of yelling at Elliot. One where I called him a little B twice. I said, actually,
you earned that belt last week.
Yeah, I said, you're acting like a little B. Yep. And then on Friday.
Which
just,
he was. In re-listening to the audio.
He was acting.
Pulling the line of, it was actually the 2018 Super Bowl.
Yep.
Yeah, he deserved that.
And then Friday, when he said that traffic, you know, wasn't worse, and I just lost my mind.
Yeah.
So the question is, do I get to hold on to the belt? I believe I've had a good week. I believe the Schwarber take.
That was a big one.
I believe the Jalen Hurts pledge was worth it. And as I look now, I do not keep the belt.
No.
Someone else earns the belt, and he earned it by doing this.
I don't care that Justin Herbert was taken higher. Jalen Hurts is so much better than Justin Herbert. I'm so freaking tired of this. Like, Justin Herbert has never won a playoff game. He lost. He had the biggest loss in the history
what
of the playoffs.
How many points?
33 points
Thank
or whatever
you.
At halftime. Like, he's a loser, and all Jalen does is win every freaking game that the freaking guy plays. Every big game, he comes through in the biggest of moments. Like, it's so dumb. Like, honestly, I've gotten to the point, and I'm saying it as I'm getting upset, so I'm like, oh, I don't get upset about it.
No,
it's so dumb, I can't even take it seriously anymore.
Congratulations to James Seltzer on taking the belt from
yes.
me.
Tears.
Now,
tears talking about now, Justin Herbert.
I may say that rather than earning the belt, he was acting like a little bee there. So much so that I had to do a show telling people not to act like little bees. But Seltzer gets the belt.
And that's it, like, 6:01 in the morning.
Yep.
I mean, that's not even.
He's just me. He sucks. He's a loser. Oh, he doesn't win every game.
Every freaking game. It's so good.
Good job, Jimmy.
It's so good. Fight the good fight.
That's good stuff, man. That's good stuff, right? It's passion. Good stuff, man.
You kidding me?
Who were the biggest Jalen guys on the station?
Richie. Seltzer.
Yeah, but Richie.
Richie is.
I think Richie is all the way in there, man.
He is.
Yeah, not passing my smell test. He knows too much football.
Hugh doesn't pass the sniff test to me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
even though he was a Jalen guy. He doesn't pass the smell test to me.
Yeah, he's a Jalen guy.
Ike's a Jalen guy.
Yeah.
But he's not a Seltzer Jalen guy.
No.
Seltzer thinks he's the best quarterback in the league.
Yeah.
Best quarterback.
Yeah, they run past me.
Yeah, yes. They make you look like a hater.
Yeah, they run past me.
Brodes.
Brodes is all for show.
Yeah, Brodes is just doing a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. And I know a bit when I see a bit.
And the next Flyers in 50. Brodes, you got to bring something more than call me a hot take artist and that Jalen Hurts is good.
Yep.
You know, if you're not going to bring the Flyers,
it's not even funny. Like, when Jolly calls us hot take artists, we're like, all right.
Yeah, Brodes. You're telling me that guy is calling somebody else a hot take artist?
Yeah, every single time the Phillies lose, it's this team. Sucks.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Take it down a notch.
That's why you don't like him.
First off.
That's why you're on
him
right
on.
There. Right
hold
there,
on.
Right
hold
there.
On. Let me clear the air.
Yes.
Elephant in the room. Love Brodes.
Okay. I know you love
Brodes. His baseball takes
See,
are
there
atrocious.
There it is. There it is.
They are atrocious.
There it is.
215-592-9494. Jack, before we get back to the phone.
Spike.
You got to tell everybody about National Appliance Warehouse, especially those contractors out there.
Yeah, because I know you're out there. I know you're like, I'm working on this big project, but where do I go to fill my clients' needs for the right appliance? And the only place you got to go, which we've been saying for over a year now, is National Appliance Warehouse.
It's the only place.
It's the only place. Because you don't want to know why? You're going to get the right appliance. We always talk about over 100 brands. 15,000 square foot showroom, Sub-Zero, Wolf, Cove, the big brands, whatever your clients could need is at National Appliance Warehouse. When you go down there, you're going to get a great experience from their industry leading staff. You know, that you walk in, treat you like family, the good part of your family.
Going to be patient with you, set up delivery,
you know,
installation.
Patience is a key one.
Yes.
Like, if you don't have patience.
Because customers can be annoying, let's be honest.
I know.
We've all been annoying.
Yeah.
But they don't act like you're being annoying.
And that's a key. Plus, installation, delivery, two big keys to all of this. So you're going to get the right appliance. You're going to get a great experience. But don't you worry. You're going to get a great price, too. That's guaranteed by Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store. Tax-free Delaware helps. Also, always have great savings events going on. So visit NationalAppliancewarehouse.com or their showrooms in tax-free Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Some concerning audio from Lane Johnson after we talked to Gary and Vineland. Gary, you're on WIP.
So what kind of water rights tomorrow? And do you want me to set up the quarterback interviews first? Or like, what do
we do? Yes. Gary's son's high school football team. We're going to interview them.
You're yeah. Invited, man. Open practice. Coming down.
Yeah, where are they again? Where is it again?
South Jersey.
Okay. And what time? What time?
8 to 10, you know, they're gonna come.
Okay, all right.
Ooh, that's an early time.
not for.
I told.
How old are these kids? You got them practicing at 8 o'clock in the morning?
High school kids, right?
Oh, high school.
They practice at 6:30. They're starting at 6:30.
Oh wow.
The open practice not till 8. Not start until 8. But I told my son, and he got excited. I'm like, buddy, it's a bit. Like, it's not.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you this.
That was just a test to see if it was a bit.
Yeah, if Lakin doesn't come through and get us to Eagles training camp to interview a big Eagles player by Wednesday, then I might come over. I might ask for the interviews, you know, not during the open practice. So I may come back to you, Gary, if Lakin doesn't fulfill his promise.
We're here for you. I mean,
All right.
So, speaking of practice, Eagles practice. Ike, you know, it was just the brown. You know what I'm saying, Ike, the brown?
I know what you're saying, yeah. Brown chocolate.
Wow.
I'm with you.
Very nice, Gary.
Well, Gary. Gary, why don't you get to your bargain?
Yeah.
Quit with that.
Well, all right. All steam.
All right.
Nah, it seems like our connection's out.
Yeah. Phone connection a little weird. So Lane Johnson and Jordan Mailata were on Bussin' with the Boys. Very big podcast.
Very big podcast.
And here is Lane Johnson talking about his future.
If we win it all this year, hey, I could be done this year. That's how I feel. But
it's on the horizon a little bit, the mortality of yourself.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Just because there's obviously football, the career is fun, but, you know, you're getting to live life that's, you know, everything you work for, you're getting to enjoy now. But, like, whenever you're in it, you remember what it's like. Just you're constantly working and, you know, and that's how I feel when I'm in it. But, no, I'm definitely looking, you know, next next couple of years. I signed for two, so really this and next, and really evaluate it. But yeah, if we win it all this year, it could be, you know, last overall. You never know.
So
does that make you not want to win the Super Bowl this year?
Well, by the way, the other thing that you can't see when you hear it is when he says that, Mailata's face goes blank.
Yeah.
Like, Mailata heard him say, if we win it this year, I could retire. It is like, you know, when I talked during the offseason about the window, trying to win everything this year, mm-hmm. and, like, I understand you have to plan for the future, and Lane Johnson's not going to be here all that whole time, but, like, I just think a quote like that, really, and, you know, we're talking about hope for Saquon for the next 3 years, but mm-hmm. the reality is you don't know,
yeah.
is capitalizing on this moment, I think, is so important. And, you know, Lane's had a lot of injuries. You know, he's battled through them, but, you know, a lot of core injuries uh-huh. and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And going through this year after year after year can't be easy, Ike, as you would know.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, just hearing him say, if we win it this year, that could be it. What that means going through his head is, hey, even if we don't win it this year, it like he's thought it. About
yeah.
not playing. And this is not the first time he's mentioned it, by the way. So I feel like he's thought about it a bunch.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you get up in there to the amount of years that he's played, the things he's accomplished, the financial security he has secured. He's probably going to the Hall of Fame,
yeah.
right? So then it becomes, how much do I still love playing the game of football? How much do I love preparing to be at the best, be at my best for the season? And at some point, you lose that love of doing that. And some guys lose it sooner than other guys. Or some guys sort of see it coming around, you know, the corner. And Lane has been talking about this. And I think part of it is because a lot of the guys he played with that he's close with have retired.
Right.
So he's seen Fletcher, BG, and Jason in three consecutive seasons retire.
Yep.
Right. And by the way, he's probably talking to them.
Oh, of course,
and
yes.
It must be nice to not go through training camp.
Yeah. Is it the games? I feel like you've said before that the games aren't the issue.
It's the easiest part of it.
it's the getting ready for the games, yeah, and the training camp.
To me, it's the off season. I would imagine for these guys, and for a guy like Lane, who's a All Pro, arguably the best tackle in football, right or left. There's an argument made there for Lane. He has a standard that he wants to play at. And so you have to, as you get older, it gets harder to continue to train so that you can remain at that level. That was the biggest thing for me. You know, at some point I was like, you know what? I don't feel like
starting over.
Yeah. You know, March is here. I got to start hitting the gym. I'm trying to put on 10, 15 pounds of muscle that I wind up losing every year because that's just how my body works. So you got to put that weight back on so that you can get ready for the next season. Not to mention, they're younger, faster, and stronger
right.
every year.
Yeah.
And you're trying to keep up with that. Now, I never got the financial security that Lane has achieved. I would imagine that makes it even harder.
Yeah.
Because
when you don't need any more money.
You're saying, what's your motivation?
Right.
He's won two championships.
Yep.
Probably a lot for the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Why does he want to continue to do it? Prime example, Aaron Donald walked away after 10 years.
Right.
And hasn't come back.
Nope.
Walked away. Prime of his career. In the prime of his career, walked away. First ballot Hall of Famer, won a championship. And he was talking about retiring the year after they won the Super Bowl. Remember, yeah. they talked him into coming back.
Right.
And then he still wound up retiring, I think, the following year or so. So with certain guys, and if Lane has talked about this like that, he clearly is thinking about it.
Yeah,
because, he's clearly thinking about
again,
it.
Because, again, it's not the first time he's mentioned yes. retiring.
Yep.
And the other thing that you didn't even mention that John Ritchie brought up to me is just how much his body hurt.
Yeah.
You know, like the aches and the pains and the, you know, we see everybody flying on game day, but I get the sense that a lot of these guys, when it's not game day,
limping
around,
Thursday,
everything
Friday,
just hurts.
Yeah. yeah.
You know?
Only person I never see hurt like that was Dalton. He flew around all through the week.
Didn't matter.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
Yeah.
He was in game. Him and T.O. was in game speed and game mode every day.
It sounds to me like Lane.
See, that's greatness. That's when you know you're watching something different. And those jokers, they were in game mode every day, even in practice.
Sounds to me like Lane was a little tired of going against Miles Sanders for a couple days.
You mean Miles Garrett?
Miles Garrett. Yeah. Possibly, yeah.
Is that Lane or Jordan?
Who was I going? Know, but oh, yeah. It was mostly my wife.
Miles probably moves around.
Yeah.
But no, you're right.
Lane's like, all right.
Yeah, I probably had enough of this.
I got to do this in practice. You know? It's one thing when Jalix Hunt was coming at me. It's another thing when it's Miles Garrett in practice.
Yeah, man. So Lane is year 13, right? Year 13.
2013 draft.
So he's 34, 35?
Yeah, 30, something like 35, that. 35. Yeah. Man, 2 years left of Wheeler and Lane Johnson.
If we're lucky on Lane, by the way.
Yeah.
If we're lucky on Lane.
So don't win the Super Bowl this year?
No, just go ahead and win it.
Yeah, win.
Go ahead and win it.
Right off in the sun.
Let Lane go off.
Send him out on top. Yep.
Oh, my God. Who is replacing Lane Johnson? Because not on the.
They certainly ain't on the team.
Yeah, I was going to say, not on the roster.
Yeah, he ain't on the roster.
Becton. Get Becton back. Get Becton.
You can't put him in tackle, though.
No.
Peters. Well,
Peters. 215.
He refused to retire. He's a totally opposite.
215-592-9494. Still talking about Casty. So the sound
Asty,
there.
In my opinion.
Asty, you call them?
There it is.
You've really turned on him. Wow, you got a nice little pocket of Phillies you don't like.
Yeah, it does.
Well, whenever they lose three straight, I'm like, I'm ready for this core to be out of here.
Yep.
Like, you know, when they go through their struggles.
Who's on your list? So Cassie's on your list. Bohm's on your list. There's one other guy.
It was Kepler, but he's kind of heating up.
Oh, yeah. There's somebody else. I thought there was somebody else. Am I crazy? Maybe not.
I fluctuate. Not
yeah. What do you have coming up in the top 5-5?
The pause power rankings.
The pause power rankings.
Because one of our favorites was back again last night.
Really?
Yep. The Phillies booth can't help themselves.
How did I miss that?
I don't know how you missed it.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good one.
Okay.
It's a pretty good one.
The pause power rankings coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.